Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Monday, January 27th, 2020. The novel coronavirus continues unabated in China and now around the world. There's several new countries infected and more cases in other countries. Dr. Nyman will go into all details. Dr. Nyman?
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I wanted to kind of do a quick update in part because the latest report out of China indicates that the number of lab-confirmed cases has now exceeded the number in the SARS outbreak. SARS outbreak was much longer. It went until began a little bit earlier. Right now, it might have started on the same time. In the late fall, the earliest case for this outbreak is disease onset December 1, but it's possible there were unreported cases before that. So they might have started at about the same time, but the SARS outbreak really didn't take off until March. It was really fueled by an incident at the Metropole Hotel, which was a physician who had been treating patients in Guangdong province, and he came to Hong Kong for a wedding. And he was there for March 20th to 21st. And he was very ill and ended up infecting many people in the hotel that then went to various countries like Toronto and Canada, and Hanoi and Vietnam and Singapore and Hong Kong. And that led to explosions of cases in all of those areas. And it was actually due to one version of the SARS virus kind of taking over. It had a 29 nucleotide deletion in what was called the ORF18, for open reading frame number 8. And disrupting that gene seemed to change the transmissivity and lethality of the virus. And that's what led to the alarm, because at the time it wasn't even known what the virus, what was causing the disease, but it was a deadly disease in that it was killed people that were relatively young for ending up fatal condition. They were in their 40s, more in their 50s and 60s, but that was still on the younger side for dying from an infectious disease. And what has happened in this one, although it started at about the same time, it's really gotten out of control in the last week or so, and is rising essentially at an exponential rate. And today, numbers were 2,744 confirmed and 5,794 suspect. Now, the suspect cases are really presumptive positives. These are cases that were tested at the local lab. They were positive, and then they were sent on to the national lab for confirmation. The problem is the national lab is backed up because of the number of positives that come to them. So they're only able to process a certain limited number, and that is dampening the rate of increase of the confirmed cases. They're going up fairly dramatically anyway, but they're not going up nearly as dramatically as the ones awaiting the presumptive positives. And those numbers, if you go by a day-to-day and add those two numbers up on how many are lab confirmed, today's numbers are actually 3,819 higher than yesterday. So that's about half of the total for SARS, and that's happened in one day at this time, and there's no indication that that number is slowing down. In fact, it looks like it's increasing. So tomorrow, that number may be approaching the total numbers in the SARS outbreak in the in one day. And there is alarm in China. Other countries are at least screening those from Wuhan. Wuhan's been shut down, so they're mostly just screening those who had been in Wuhan while they were on a trip and, you know, potentially were in other cities in China. And so they're finishing up their trip and there to be screened. Now, that policy may be changing and they may be screening more because there's reports that about 5 million of the residents of Wuhan left the city before the quarantine was imposed. And the quarantine areas keep getting larger, and I think they're up to something like 50, 55 million people that are under quarantine. But people are kind of leaving these areas before the quarantine is imposed, and that's leading to outbreaks increasing dramatically in other cities in China. And now the deaths are starting to show up in those other cities in addition. So all the deaths were in Wuhan initially, and the other areas generally have one death or so. There's one in Shanghai. There was one just announced in Beijing. There's one in Henan province. There's one in Henan province. And there's one in Heilongjiang province and in Hebei province, in addition to the large number of deaths that are in Hebei province. The latest update has 76 there. So the deaths are going up, and in fact, the deaths are going up faster than the discharge. So now there's quite a few more deaths that are being reported than the discharges. The discharges are still in the 40s or so, and the deaths are over 80, so it's almost a 2-to-1 ratio now, deaths to discharges. So that makes the virus very deadly. The exact CFR needs a little bit more time to see if the discharges start taking off, but for the last several days, the deaths have outpaced discharges. Every time, it's just sometimes it's a little bit closer. One day it was 13 to 10. Other days it's 20 to 2. So it's a somewhat alarming statistic that so few patients are being discharged and so many patients are dying. Then as far as spread is concerned, the first cluster has been reported now in the Western Hemisphere. It's in Toronto, which the city that suffered with the SARS outbreak. And this was a husband and wife couple that had come from Wuhan. He apparently was symptomatic during flight. He then self-reported shortly after he arrived in Toronto, and he was a presumptive positive, and he was put in the hospital, and he had recently developed symptoms. His wife was asymptomatic at the time, and so she was in in-house quarantine. And then today it was announced that she has tested positive, but she hasn't become symptomatic yet, so she's still in quarantine in her home. And now there are 19 people that are being monitored or in quarantine. It's not exactly clear who all these 19 additional people under observation are. Some might have come from the flight. I know they were looking for those seated three rows before and three rows behind the patient. I'm not sure how successful that search was. And then there were the other people potentially at the airport or potentially neighbors or other people they might have had contact with between the time they arrived and the time he went in the hospital. So that is a cluster. It is two as the first one. There have been single cases that have come to the United States. There's five confirmed, and quite a few, about 75, that are still under investigation, right, a little bit below that now. I think there's 32 negatives and 5 positives from whom they have test results. And then the sequence of the Chicago isolate was released, and that sequence had mixed signals indicating that he had been infected with two different novel coronavirus. They were still closely related, but they had a different set of mutations in each one. And as a result, each mutation, when a sequence gives a mix of the signal, part of the signal at that position comes from the normal nucleotide, and part of it comes from the mutation. And therefore, it had, I think, 7 or 8 mixed signals, and that they came from a combination of at least 2 different viruses and potentially a little bit more than that. As it turns out, the prior sequence from the United States, from Washington State, had come out, and that sequence had 3 mutations, and 2 of those mutations were also in the Chicago sequence. And those same 2 mutations were also in a cluster from Shenzhen. They had collected at least published sequences from 3 of them, and all 3 of the sequences from the cluster were the same, and they had the same 2 mutations that were in common with the 2 U.S. isolates. So really the last 5 sequences that had been released, 3 from the Shenzhen cluster and 2 from the United States, the first 2 cases in the United States, all have 2 mutations. And one of those mutations is in the ORF8 gene. The other one's in the ORF1AB gene. And the ORF8 gene is a concern because that is the gene that had the 29 nucleotide deletion that led to the change in the pathogenicity as well as transmissibility of the SARS coronavirus. And so that's kind of where we stand. The numbers are growing exponentially. It's likely that the combination of the confirmed and suspect will likely have 10,000 by tomorrow. Right now it's a little over 8,538. So it's almost certain that the number of confirmed will go up another 700 or 800, and then the number of suspect will go up several thousand above the 5,794 that was reported in the report last night. And so it's at this this exponential phase. It's showing up in new countries. It's in Cambodia and Sri Lanka. Some of the other countries that had already reported are going a little bit higher. The U.S. went higher yesterday. There were two, and I think one of them was actually the day before. It was late at night, but one was Orange County, one was L.A. County, and then Arizona had one in Maricopa County. And so those are in addition to the two that have already been sequenced in Washington State and Illinois. So the numbers are continuing to rise. It's expected that that will not really be slowing down because of the number of people that are affected in China. And now there haven't been screenings on these other cities yet, but the number of cases is increasingly expanding. Again, this is just the confirmed cases. There are, Guangdong province and Zhejiang province and Chongqing province and Hunan province and Henan province all have over 100 cases right now, 100 confirmed. And some have given the number of suspect. Usually the suspect cases just appear in the national report, and they're kind of reported as an aggregate. They'll say how many suspect cases there are from how many provinces. The number of provinces are generally above 20, so it's quite a few that are dividing these up, and it's not clear how many are in each one. But in any event, that's where we stand right now. The numbers are going up exponentially, slowly going up in adjacent countries, and it's expected that all of that will continue in the near term or probably long term.
All right. Thanks, Diamond, for the information. Listeners, always please go to recombinomics.co for the latest information. This is a rapidly evolving situation, as always. Stay tuned for more.